The Jets are a good team. You know, they got a good defense, and they do a lot of things that cause a lot of problems for opposing offenses. You know, you see that as soon as you turn on the tape. You know, so they do a lot of good things. You know, regardless of anything else, we know that we're going into a challenge. We're going into a fight, and they're going to give us their best game. We're going to go out there and give them our best game.
Welcome back to Patriots Preview, now joined by Paul Perillo, Patriots.com, joining us from inside Gillette Stadium tonight. He's brought to you by Peerless Boilers. Peerless Boilers is introducing the new Pavilion tankless water heaters. Get all the hot water you need efficiently and save on your fuel bill year-round. Find an installer at PeerlessBoilers.com or PavilionTankless.com. Paulie, what's going on?
How are you, boys? You all jacked up for this big one?
Oh, can you feel the excitement?
Yes,
I mean, we mentioned it right out of the gate tonight, how we can, you know, be very excited about it being Monday Night Football and there being a combined 2-13 record between the two teams that are playing. If you want to go back into the archives, Paul, I challenge you to find one worse than that. That's a 133 winning percentage by these two teams combined. Yeah.
Can you imagine what we'd be talking about this game if it were, you know, not involving the Patriots?
Thanks, NFL.
Yeah,
oh, this
for
is
sure.
Great.
Great job, NFL. Great job. Like, yeah, no, I can totally agree with that. What Jeff Howe was just saying a couple of minutes ago, this is like that Monday night slate that we got a couple of years ago. Remember 2 seasons ago how bad the Monday night schedule
sort of
was?
Yeah.
It was like
Garoppolo got hurt and they were on national TV like the whole year, the Niners.
It was like week after week. Yes, just bad games after bad games. So we've got one of those tonight, but what are you looking for from the Patriots, and what do they need to do here to sort of, I don't know, I don't want to say put it back on the rails, but, you know, have us thinking better
yeah,
thoughts
I mean,
about the Patriots.
Obviously, they have to win the game, but, I'm not sure how much they could do to get it back on the rails, you know, like you said, but a couple of things. Number one, continue to have some success running the football with Damian Harris, I think, would be a good sign. And then let's see if Cam Newton can sort of put, you know, a couple of, you know, good halves together. I know he ended the game last week with a fumble, but I thought the offense looked a little bit more cohesive in the second half. And I know it's the Jets, and you're not going to get too crazy about whatever you see. But I'd like to see them, you know, play mistake-free football, cut down on the penalties from last week, and we definitely have to eliminate the turnovers that have absolutely killed them the last few weeks. So those would be the baby steps that I'd be looking for tonight. I don't care necessarily about style points. They need to find a way to have some success and end this losing streak.
We were discussing it earlier, Paul. Do you think there's any chance that if Cam Newton plays poorly, like this could be it? And after this week, it's either back to Brian Hoyer or maybe they start Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah, I keep thinking that, Jim. And then, you know, Bill is just very adamant after the fact that, you know, Cam's going to remain the quarterback. That's the way it's been all year. No real hesitation. And it got me to kind of wonder if maybe, and I think I talked about this Wednesday with you guys, that, you know, maybe if there was some sort of arrangement. You know, obviously we all know that Cam took, you know, a very low contract to come here and play. And maybe Bill sat down and had a conversation with him and said, listen, you know, you're doing this for us. This is the situation we're in. This is what we're offering. And in turn, I can offer you the opportunity to rehab and play the entire season. And, you know, I understand you're going to be a little rusty. You're coming in late. You're probably not going to know everything. And, you know, who knew at the time about COVID? So, you know, I wonder if maybe he feels like he owes him the season, you know, based on, you know, how he got here and how he arrived. I don't know that. I haven't talked to anybody who's told me anything like that. But certainly if a guy was playing as inconsistently as Newton was, certainly in that stretch with Denver and San Francisco, you would have thought about making a quarterback change, and it doesn't seem like Bill has really entertained that. So either it says an awful lot bad about Jarrett Stidham, or, you know, maybe he just feels like he owes Cam a little bit more.
I feel like that, Paul. I feel the same way. I feel like Bill Belichick is committed to Newton, and he's going to keep him the starter out of, you know, some sort of loyalty for the contract that he signed, and now he's admitted publicly. You know, he's insinuated that he wasn't paid enough. That he got him on the cheap with some of his comments over the last 10 days or so.
And that, you know, and that kind of was the genesis of me, you know, going into take development with that one, because it doesn't really make a lot of sense. You know, I mean, at 2-5, you know, everybody other than Michael Felger believes that the season is probably over. So why wouldn't you just figure out what exactly you have in Jarrett Stidham.
Wait, does Felger not believe the season's over?
There's a path.
There's a path.
To what?
Oh, now there's
to the playoffs.
Now there's a path to the wild card. Last Friday was a path to the division, but after the Dolphins and Bills won yesterday.
I was wholly unaware of that.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's dug in.
It's absurd. I mean, he has every team in the AFC not being able to get to 10 wins, as if that's what you need to do to clinch a playoff spot over the Patriots. Like, the Patriots are going to get 9. Somehow the Patriots are going 7-2 in the last. That's the most outrageous part of the Patriots making the playoffs is that he believes that 9-7 is where the Patriots are going to end up.
And you know what? That's why I sort of asked that question off the top. Like, what do we need to see from this team just to give us something positive to cling to? Because I can't do the they could win 7 of their last 9 game with what we've seen recently. I know they were better against Buffalo, but I don't know. It's been too much of going the other way over the last 6 weeks to really feel great.
I don't want to really depress you guys. I mean, we're all working, you know, late night here on a Monday with these two teams playing. But we've been on for about an hour. Listen, we're Patriots.com, okay? We don't have a lot of trolls, climbing our airwaves. We have Patriots fans from all over the world. And you guys both have been the host of that show, so you know exactly what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
We've had about 3 different guys that have either predicted a 3-point win or a 3-point loss. So Patriots fans
do not have
a lot of faith.
Yeah, 3-point win tonight. We both said right off the top, we said Jets plus the points, please.
Yeah.
I would be taking those 10 points right to the bank.
If there's one number I like, it's the under at 41.
By the way, Paul, the inactives are out. Much of this was known prior to this point, but here they are. Stephon Gilmore, N'Keal Harry, Dalton Kuechly, Lawrence Guy, J.J. Taylor, Juwan Bentley, and Brian Hoyer will be the inactive quarterback tonight. So Stidham is still that number 2 guy for the Patriots. I don't think it means much. I don't think they believe in him, Paul. I think that's why you're not going to see him at any point. They don't feel like they're missing out on any opportunity to evaluate him because they already have.
So do you feel like that this team, and this is probably a bigger picture kind of a question,
that's
but do you
okay.
feel like this team needs 2 quarterbacks moving forward?
2 in what sense? Are you counting?
Well, they don't like him as a backup enough to play him. So, I mean, I don't think Cam's going to be back. Do they need a starter for next year and another backup to replace Stidham?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah,
because you know what? I don't think they don't love the idea of him having to play, period. And
interesting.
I don't think they obviously have a lot of faith left in Brian Hoyer. I'll tell you, I'm sort of surprised that Hoyer has taken as much of a hit following the Kansas City game. The fallout of that has been pretty strong because they've elevated Stidham, but I sort of question for what reason has he been elevated? And maybe he's just had some great practices, but I think...
Well, for Hoyer to blow that game in Kansas City the way that he did, I mean, this is the equivalent of being buried in the desert. And I kind of don't blame the coaching staff for doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I kind of look at it from Beatles' perspective. You know, it's a 13-10 game, and, you know, then Stidham did the rest. I mean, I know that the first interception wasn't his fault, but, you know, he threw a couple other very bad balls in that game. It didn't exactly inspire any confidence himself. So to have one guy vault over the other based on their performances that night, I kind of agree with Beadle.
Yeah, and you know,
I didn't think there was that much of a difference.
And I think we'll find out more. We'll find out more as the season goes on and as they will inevitably lose more games. And you get to a point where you say, okay, if Cam Newton is still playing and you're near the end of the season and you're into December and he's still your quarterback, whether that's out of loyalty or, you know, feeling you owe him for the contract or whatever the hell that might be, you get to a point where you say, yeah, you might as well go look for another backup quarterback for next year, too. I don't disagree with that. It's a good take, Paul.
Oh, wow.
Good job and take development, my friend.
Good night for me.
Yes.
I like it.
Paul, so also looking at the inactives means Carl Davis is going to make his debut. He's out of the concussion protocol. What did this kid look like in camp?
He wasn't in camp.
Oh.
They picked him up from Jacksonville.
Oh, I stand corrected.
They signed him off of Jacksonville's practice squad. He was not a waiver claim. They signed him off the practice squad, and I believe the first week he was here, when he was on the practice field, he suffered the concussion. So I haven't the first clue as to what we can expect from Carl Davis. But, you know, no Lawrence Guy tonight. It's going to be Byron Coward, who has at times gotten pushed around a little bit. And I would expect to see Carl Davis in the lineup.
A guy we know little about other than I do remember him getting suspended last year.
Oh, really?
He was a PED guy.
You know more about it than I do.
He was a PED guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he was. Oh, he was. He was suspended 4 games. Was it this year? When did this happen? This was brought up when he signed. Well, let me look it up. But Carl Davis has had a PED suspension. Because
well,
I remember,
like that then. That maybe he can stop the run.
That's honestly my first thought.
He's like Latimer in the program. You get on the juice and you stop the run. I like it.
Oh, it was this year. First 4 games of
2020. Thank you. Okay, I remember reading about it when he did sign here, about a month ago when he was brought in. So, yeah, he's a PED guy. Maybe he's still got a little bit of that cycle left in him to go out there and stop Frank Gore tonight.
Absolutely. There's the road to the victory right there.
There it is. Davis. He discovered it, Paul. Oh, we've nailed it. All right, Paul. Well, strap yourself in. We got a big Monday night game to get to.
Yeah, I'd love to tell you to enjoy the game, but I think that's a tall task.
Yeah, just make it to the end of the night. That's all you got to do.
All right, Paul, thank you.
Later,
Paul.
Right.
Paul Perillo from Patriots.com joining us here on Patriots Preview. We'll talk to the voice of the Patriots. That'd be Bob Soucy. He will join us. Coming up on the other side on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.